Big transportation news as Yellow Freight shuts down and why. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 31st day of July. Thanks for being here, everybody. Stocks drifted all day long, but in the end, ended in the green. Elon Musk threatens a lawsuit over a report on increased hate speech on what was Twitter. Pennsylvania to invest millions in efforts to train infrastructure workers. The confusing jobs story out of Canada. A little have your head scratched. Best state in the U.S. in which to retire? You will be surprised. We've got the Wall Street Report and what Pennsylvania gets, and we're talking about a lack of construction workers. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you've decided to spend some time with us again today. By the way, you want to follow us on Twitter? We're still there at IOB_NewsHour, or on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Speaking of business, over the weekend, it was made clear that Yellow Freight, also known as YRC, is shutting down its business. Yellow was one of the nation's largest LTL, or less-than-truckload carriers, with some 22,000 union drivers. The bankruptcy reports have renewed attention around Yellow's ongoing negotiations with unionized workers, a $700 million pandemic-era loan from the government, and other bills the trucker has racked up over time. So what's next? Well, sources say that businesses can expect higher transportation costs as Yellow was a leader in low-cost trucking. Reports of bankruptcy preparations arrived just days after a strike from the Teamsters, which represents Yellow's 22,000 unionized workers, was averted. It didn't happen. But what happened was so many customers were spooked, they left the carrier. The AP is reporting that since a series of heated exchanges have been built up between the Teamsters and Yellow, who sued the union back in June after alleging it was unjustifiably blocking restructuring plans needed for the company's survival. The Teamsters called the litigation baseless, with the union pointing out Yellow's decades of gross mismanagement, which included exhausting the $700 million federal loan. Wall Street drifted all day long as it looks to put a fork into the month of July, which would also mark the fifth month of a bull market. The numbers from today? Well, those are coming at you in just a bit. Elon Musk is said to be a free speech absolutist. That is, unless that free speech is critical of him. The AP is reporting that X, that's the social media platform formerly known as Twitter, has threatened to sue a group of independent researchers whose research documented an increase in hate speech on the site since it was purchased last year by Musk. An attorney representing the social media site wrote to the Center for Countering Digital Hate on July 20th, threatening legal action over the nonprofit's research into hate speech and content moderation. The letter alleged that CCDH's research publications seemed intended to harm Twitter businesses by driving advertisers away from the platform with incendiary claims. The organization has published several reports critical of Musk's leadership, detailing an increase in anti-LGBTQ hate speech, as well as climate misinformation since his purchase of the platform. The letter from X's attorney cited one specific report from June that found the platform failed to remove neo-Nazi and anti-LGBTQ content from verified users that violated the platform's rules. Two words: dumpster fire. The state of Pennsylvania is getting serious about workers interested in building the state's infrastructure. The AP is reporting that Pennsylvania will direct up to $400 million in federal money over the next 5 years to reimburse organizations that train new infrastructure workers on the job under an executive order signed by Governor Josh Shapiro. A portion of the $19 billion that the state will receive from two federal programs for infrastructure projects will, under the governor's order, fund the new training program. Organizations doing infrastructure work, such as repairing roads and bridges, replacing lead pipes, and expanding high-speed internet, could receive up to $40,000 for each new worker that they train. The grants are meant to reimburse the cost of workers' salaries and other training costs. Additionally, the money can be used to help employees with housing, child care and dependent care, tools, uniforms, educational testing, and transportation. The Shapiro administration aims to create 10,000 new jobs. Speaking of jobs, here's something that isn't making any sense. A TikTok post that received over 500,000 views since going up on July 28 shows several hundred people lined up to apply at an Ontario McDonald's. The on-screen caption reads, quote, "When you come for a McDonald's job fair and there's like 300 people lined up down the street, it's literally impossible to find a job here. That was before the job fair even started. People must have been lining up since 7 a.m., end quote. So what's this? No jobs in Ontario, Canada? Well, despite the video's times are tough message, the labor market in Ontario isn't in dire straits. According to the Toronto Star, more than a third of Ontario's job vacancies remain unfulfilled as of March, and Canada saw its longest streak of job gains in more than 6 years back in May. However, the unemployment rate in Canada did rise to 5.4% last month. Hey, if retirement is in your future, you might want to pass on moving to a high-cost state like Florida or Arizona or even Georgia. Instead, check out Iowa, which has nabbed the top spot in the nation for retirees. According to a new Bankrate study, the Hawkeye State bumped Florida out of the top spot because Iowa ranked well in areas such as affordability, crime levels, and quality and cost of health care. Iowa, which ranked 14th last year, also showed strong showings this year in terms of cost of living, state health system performance, cost of health care per capita by state, adults 65 and older per capita, and combined state and local tax rates. That's according to the Bankrate study. Rounding out the top five, the other best places to retire include Delaware, West Virginia, Missouri, and even Mississippi. That was a wild day on Wall Street as the markets tried to find direction in this, the final day of July. The major indexes flashed between green and red all day long until the final hour of trade that saw the Dow pick up 100 points to close at 35,559, while the NASDAQ added 29 points to finish the month at 14,346, and the S&P 500 gained 6 points to close at 4588. All three indexes closed out July with a win, and this just ahead of a busy week of earnings reports from the likes of Amazon and Apple. We're also set to get some jobs data this week. West Texas Intermediate crude gained as well and closed at over $81 a barrel. And finally, there is this. And this is something Pennsylvania saw coming. Other states? Maybe not so much. Got to check that story we just shared with you. So what's the problem? It's a lack of construction workers. The U.S. construction industry is facing a massive labor shortage, about 650,000 workers to be exact, and it's leading to building backlogs on everything from homes to hospitals to even highways. Online applications for construction jobs tanked 40% at the beginning of the pandemic and haven't recovered. But COVID-19 is only one reason for the worker shortage. Skyrocketing costs for construction materials also plays a role, and so do attitudes. The social premium placed on college degrees makes construction jobs less attractive, some in the industry say. The labor shortage is so extreme that construction jobs now pay, get this, 80% more than the average non-farm job. Construction? Hell yes. Why not? That's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a very merry Monday. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.